So, it seems that what is claimed to be science is actually science falsely so called, it being truly little more than a modern mythology, little different than the stories of the Sumerians, Babylonians, and Greeks. Instead of calling upon some superhuman anthropomorphization, these moderns, in willful ignorance, give the same features as found in the ancient cosmogonies to matter. Just as Sumerian gods and goddesses were claimed to do all sorts of creative acts, here it is energy and various electromagnetic forces to which are ascribed the exact same creative powers. First, with a big bang coming out of nowhere, with nothing worthy of an attempt at description preceding it. Intelligent force simply being replaced by inanimate forces, which are claimed to be just in the nature of how things are. Of course, this is little more than a grand cop-out, pretending to be deep philosophical thought. It neither proves nor disproves anything, any more than saying that Anu, Ea, Enki, and the Anunnaki are responsible for the creation. These moderns simply hiding behind the fact that because ultimate origins are impossible to demonstrate in an empirical manner, therefore, none of their idle speculations can be disproven. Such that lack of ability to disprove is propounded as proof. Truly ridiculous, once it is looked at more closely with discriminating eyes and thought. They merely obfuscate the entire matter by hiding behind mathematical equations and theorems which can only be understood by a select few, who now pretend to be the duly appointed keepers of the flame by virtue of such abilities. A grand game of hide-and-seek, as it were. By controlling the ability to hide the ball, they pretend to some higher knowledge to which they then ascribe the title science. The perpetrators of such being little different from their Sumero-Babylonian ancestral counterparts. Yes, nothing but a modernized form of priestcraft, with the lab tech's clothing replacing the priestly garb of yesteryear. It being hard to tell who is the more ridiculous and absurd, the perpetrators or their numerous enablers and pretenders to the keys of such sacred knowledge. It is an unmitigated fraud through and through, so far as I am concerned, and little more than replacing one set of speculative / philosophical claims with another. Merely a replacement of one religion by another, using religion in the commonly understood sense of the term. Of course, this is all serving to underscore the need for revelation. That is to say, man is unable to understand anything worth knowing when it comes to such matters as ultimate causation without the great whoever / whatever revealing it by one means or another, such that now we are confronted with the problem of seeking knowledge and answers to the perennial problem of who am I and what am I and why am I here? Most certainly not matters that can be ascertained by measuring various portions and pieces of the material universe. We having now begun to enter the realm of what I am calling true religion. On the need for revelatory religion. Assuming the existence of a creator, that being the only reasonable postulate, given the unbelievable layers upon layers of complexity and grand organization, one is forced to seek the answers to ultimate questions either directly from the source or by listening to the doctrines and dogmas of earthbound men who are locked in their four-dimensional prison of space-time along with length, height, and width, and depth. I can't help but be reminded of the amoeba which comes out of your stomach into the toilet of a cruise ship, only to be unceremoniously ejected out into the middle of the Pacific Ocean. What can it really know about the world in which it is residing, as it puts on its little amoebic lab coat and begins to quantify and analyze the waters and salts and equal-sized organisms which surround it on every side? It thinking that it knows and understands what is taking place all around it, yet being so restricted by virtue of its own physical and psychical limitations that it is simply unable to perceive or understand the grander scheme of things. It really having no ability whatsoever to understand the depth of the ocean in which it exists, or the existence of continental land masses, or the numerous stars of heaven, all of which it can neither perceive nor observe, even though it is surrounded by it on every side. And what hubris and incredible amount of exaggeration it must take for tiny little Mr. and Mrs. Amoeba to pretend that the specifics of their microscopic world can be generalized into a full and complete knowledge of what is and what is not. Think about it for a few minutes, and then explain how it is that you and I are any different. Even with the most overactive imagination, and with the use of numerous mathematical formulae, the poor little amoebas are restricted from knowing any more than any other equally sized creature, and certainly unable to either perceive or understand such matters as the nature of the greater universe in which they are located. Yes, it is all around them, on every side, yet they are lacking the ability to perceive and understand just exactly what it is that they are looking at. I would suggest that you and I are no different. We suffer from the exact same limitations, yet somehow unable to realize that such is the case. What arrogance and profound stupidity must be required for our modern peers to pretend like they have it all figured out with a high degree of certainty because their mathematical formulae tell them that it is so. It truly is outlandish, such that it is very difficult to take such profoundly ignorant persons seriously. At the end of the day, it can all too readily be seen that without guidance from someone or something far greater than ourselves, we will simply remain hopelessly lost within the limitations of our very existence, with no hope of anything ever being otherwise. Welcome to the land of metaphysical speculation, which will soon enough morph into something which we know of as religion, with all of its amoeba-like rites and rituals and practices and garb, which taken altogether can only form nothing more or less than pretense. Yes, pretended knowledge, professing itself to be ultimate knowledge and fact, such that one needs to stop and take a long, hard look at these pretensions long enough to reject them as the utter nonsense which they truly are and can only be proven to be more so and more so with each passing hour, day, week, and year. Men simply cannot be trusted, for the most part, when it comes to such matters, such that if our Creator wants us to know anything about Himself and our current predicament, then He must make it known to us if we are ever to get past the very real limitations of our very own material existence. While noting that it is just such a claim to which the Judeo-Christian belief system makes, while it is easy to make any claim one should so desire, it quickly becomes a question of how one can ascertain and prove such a matter as that the Creator has spoken in such a manner that we should all sit up and take notice and listen up. I will here contend that such is the purpose of what I shall here term as the Messianic prophecies, something which cannot be so readily and easily manipulated by unbelieving, faithless men and women who pretend to have access to such higher knowledge, remembering that we are dealing with subject matter wherein hucksters will be found to abound in nearly limitless quantity on every side.